My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Boston Celtics are going to win an NBA championship, closing it out on Friday night. Boy, do we have a lot to get to with our guy, Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai's family of EVs, the most electric EV lineup. Danny Green, Aggression Fourier. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, man. Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
We're great.
Feeling awesome.
Yeah, we're I'm just curious. I'm just gonna put this out there to you. What was your, Danny, big takeaway?
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But what was your
congratulations?
So there's the big takeaway, is that congratulations, the Celtics are going to be world champions.
Yeah, it's over. It's a wrap. Like they always say, the first time for everything in history. I just don't see it happening this year. So congratulations. Nobody's come back from a 3-0, and I don't see it happening this year at all either.
So, Danny, like, you played the game. You've won 3 titles. Like, and I don't want to be disrespectful to Luka Doncic by saying this, but can you clear this up for me, or at least explain it for, you know, us guys who don't know as much as you?
Yeah.
How bad of a defender is he? Like, is he really, really bad, or are the Celtics really good? Like, where do you land on that?
I don't think he's bad. I think Celtics are also really good, but I think it's, they said it was the one game, because I've seen Luka play pretty good defense in the Clippers series. I've seen him play really good, you know, be in the right space at the right time in OKC series. I've seen him do it in the Minnesota series. Like, he may not lock anybody up, but guys aren't just blown by him. I think the combination of being mental fatigue, physically fatigue, because he's hurt. He's not playing, you know, healthy. He's injured. Plays a role, and he's also carrying the offense. And ultimately, part of the defense is probably for them is to run them off the three-point line. So his job ultimately is to close out, run guys off, and let them shoot contested threes. Obviously, you shouldn't let a blow-by happen, but it's bound to happen. There's been times where I've been privy to it myself. You know, I'm a defender, but if I'm closing out and running a guy off the three-point line, you're ultimately giving up a drive and not making him shoot threes. So with all those things intertwined, you're going to look really bad in some plays. And obviously, if you have more than one play, you have multiple possessions, it's going to look even worse. When you're a guy like Luka, people are going to point it out. So you just look terrible. But I don't think he's a terrible defender. I just think it's a combination of being fatigued, the philosophies, carrying the load, and just being hurt. So
with that, yeah, there is nobody coming to save him and to help him. Would that be fair to say? Is that why you're like, all right, congratulations?
Yeah, they're not the same group. And it's kind of how, like, I'm going to compare it to the Minnesota series. It's kind of how much energy Minnesota exerted in the Denver series that when they came to the next series, they were fatigued and done. I feel like Dallas is the same. And that's why when the reporter asks Karl-Anthony Towns, like, oh, you guys, you usually have to take a big loss before you make it to that next step. And people were kind of crowning Minnesota as champions when it's like, yo, it takes some mental fortitude and fatigue. Kyrie has been there, but everybody else in that group has not. They have not been in the postseason that long. A guy like P.J. Washington, you know, Derrick Jones Jr., those guys are new to this. Even though they're playing pretty well, they're not as fresh mentally emotionally, you know, physically, they're not making the same shots or the same plays they were making in the series before.
Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green is with Gresh and Fourier. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai's bold family of EVs that bring a new kind of energy to your journey, the most electric EV lineup. I know that Brian Windhorst, of all people, had some pretty strong things to say about Luka. People can't get to him. He's got to realize that he's got to play on the other end of the floor, or at least give that great effort as well. If you were a teammate of Luka Doncic, what would you be telling him today?
I mean, today is the series is kind of too late at this point today, but it's, you know, let's take it one game at a time. Let's win. Do what you've been doing offensively, defensively. You know, I think he just needs more vets, more 3-and-D guys around him to be able to talk him and anchor that defense. This is where a guy like a Draymond is so valuable, a Patrick Beverley. You know, those guys, they may not be locking people up as much as they used to when they're younger, but they can anchor and talk a defense and communicate to you of send them this way. This is where your help is. You know, go that way. You'll get over the screen, switch. When you have younger guys, they're not communicating as much, which makes it harder for Kai and Luka to play defense, especially when they're carrying load offensively. So today I would just be telling them, you know, let's win one game at a time, see if we can make history. But if not, once the summer hits and ends, it's like, all right, let's get back to the drawing board. Let's see where we all can get better and see how we can fix things and be prepared, you know, for next season. And when we have this matchup, we don't have these issues.
So Danny, you know, we keep talking up to you and, you know, make sure everybody knows that you've won three titles. So you've seen a lot.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I've been around for a while, but I've been lucky.
Yeah, no, it's. I would say, you know, your skill has something to do with it also. But I am curious, Danny, just the overall mindset of Dallas, right? They're down 3-0. They almost feel like they're going to have to fake their way through game four because I can't imagine them really being excited about going back to Boston. Especially a guy like Kyrie who has lost, hasn't won a game.
That's why you can't skip steps and you can't look ahead to that. You can't even be thinking about going back to Boston at this point.
If you're Dallas.
You gotta be thinking about, let's just win. Yeah, in any team that's in this situation, you can't be thinking about, oh, we got to go back here. No,
but how hard is that though, Danny?
We're not going anywhere.
I know, like we say, have you ever been in that position before?
100%. I mean, everybody's been in a position where you're about to lose or backs against the wall. I've been in that position before. I've definitely lost a series. You know, I think I've been swept once. So we've been in a situation, but I don't think I ever came back from it. But, you know, you got to take it one game at a time. And there's been times where we knew there ain't no skipping steps. We don't look at game four. We look at game three, even when you're up and you focus. But when you're down, for sure, it's like it takes some time. And I've been teams where we skip steps, and it's like, damn, we lost a game we shouldn't have. We lost a series we shouldn't have because we're looking too far ahead. So you can't allow those things to seep in, especially when you're in this position. You got to stay positive. You got to stay confident. You got to figure out a way to get one game to build a rhythm. And all it takes is one game for things to switch. You know, you never know what can happen. Obviously, Porzingis is out. Anything can happen with that other side of the ball with that group. You know, somebody else could be hurt. Somebody else could lose. Somebody else could be on a cold streak. They might go dead cold and not make shots. And then once you know you stretch it to 6-7 games, you give yourself a chance.
Danny Green with Gresh and Fourier. Danny, I started the show today with I feel like a proud papa because I feel like Tatum and Brown have shown that they're all grown up. They didn't melt down. They didn't do the Luka in the fourth quarter. They've taken their lumps and they've learned from it. Can I officially feel like, yes, my Jays are mature and they are ready for whatever would be thrown at them in the NBA playoffs?
I would like to think so. I mean, they're going to be champions, so that kind of solidifies it. Jalen really stepped up big time. You know, Jason found the rhythm, but ultimately, you guys, Brad Stevens, people talk about him being the Finals MVP, put together an unbelievable group to where they could pick each other up. You know, Jason doesn't have to have all the weight on his shoulders every night. Neither does Jalen. You got Drew. You got Derek White, and they're not expected to score a bunch, or they just play defense, and that's something you could do every night. And some nights they score, some nights they don't have to, and they can still win games without that. You got Porzingis if you just keep him healthy. So ultimately, Brad Stevens is the Finals MVP here. A lot of people have spoken about it, but you know, they have a great group, and they've matured, and they have pieces around them that help them stay stable and can get them through when they have their downs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So, talking to Danny Green again, Odyssey NBA insider, and I'm curious to know your opinion on how the refs are handling Luka, in particularly like that the last quarter. I think he was guarding Peyton Pritchard. He drew a foul, then two back to back ones against Jaylen Brown. I mean, do you think he's being treated fairly? Does he have a case with all the whining and complaining? How do you look at it?
I think it's 50-50. I think he's treated more than fair when he gets calls. Some of them they definitely missed. I'm sure he does. I think when referees go into the game, they know, just like any player, when they have a scouting report, they know what players complain, they know what players don't, what players flop. So I'm not saying they target him, but they know for sure there's going to be some complaining. But I think he's treated more than fair. Like, he gets some leeway. He could be getting some calls missed. But for the most part, you got to kind of play defense without fouling. You can't put yourself in certain positions. And he'll smart enough from that, and he knows that. But, I think that they referee him the way they're supposed to. They probably don't like the complaining and the whining. But that's, the life of most superstars. They're going to complain until you give them a call, especially if they get hit. And, I think that's another step in the direction that he'll probably look at himself in the mirror this summer and say, you know what, I've got to make it a point to do this and not do that. And I'm sure Dirk is in his ear. Ultimately, I think they referee him decently fair. I mean, they kind of how they referee most people. It's a thing with different stars, different role players. You just never know night in, night out. But you can't put yourselves in certain positions.
Danny, there was no Kristaps Porzingis last night. Was there anything about what the Celtics did on offense or maybe even on defense without Kristaps in there that stood out to you that was a coaching adjustment made by Joe Mazzulla?
Ultimately, I don't think it's coaching adjustment. I think it's just the players stepped up. They did what they were supposed to do, especially the second unit, man. Third quarter was going 6-for-6 or 7-for-7. I think they might have been 8-for-8, but everybody coming in ready, knocking down shots, they got hot. Defensively, they didn't make that many mistakes. They still didn't give up the lob, that bad as other teams have in other series. So they did a great job. They did a good job of trying to keep them off the glass. The rebounding scenario wasn't that big of a difference or differential, but ultimately they just came in and stepped up. You see guys like Xavier Tillman knocking down threes, Pritchard, Hinnishot, Hauser, like they came in and hit timely baskets and they gave him a plus. They gave him a lead to where they're up 20-something. Obviously ran out of gas, but they did their job. The bench did an amazing job for them last night.
Oh, real quickly, last one, because I have a pizza bet on a couple themes during the playoffs, Danny.
Oh, Lord.
But hold on. Let he's the expert. Let him answer it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so based on who do you think has been the most impactful role player, okay, other than you can't say Derek White, you can't say Drew Holiday. Those are the only guys you can't use, right? So who do you think has been the most impactful role player other than, the top four players, right? So no Jaylen Brown, no Jason Tatum.
Yes. All right. That's a tough one for me. I'm probably going to say Hauser. I feel like he came in and knocked down some shots. Obviously, I think X was really good for y'all last night.
Okay, hang on, Danny. Danny, you were
consistently.
Hold on, Danny. You were misled. Number one.
No, he said it.
Hold on, Danny.
Hey, Danny. Hold on. Have a great weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Danny answered it in the context of last night.
Between him and Pritchard.
Here's the thing, Danny. Let me reset this. Fourier.
Are we talking Al Horford? Are we talking Al Horford?
Yes, or, yes. Fourier said, and I quote, Sam Hauser will have more impact in the playoffs than Al Horford. So now Fourier's been misleading people because he narrowed you down, but you wouldn't consider Al Horford a role player, would you?
Nah, I didn't.
Wow.
I put him.
See,
now
really?
It's hard to because now you have to. You should have. Now you have to because you should. But I kind of forget that he's like they're a role player for them because I've been around playing for when Al was an all star. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess even Porzingis is actually a role player. And Drew, all those guys are kind of role players now, which is crazy to say. But Al really set the tone in that game one for them. House has been really consistent, well off the bench, knocking down shots from timely shots. But so has Al. And Al, I think, protects the paint, rebounds. That's why he's more of an X. He's more of an impact because, especially without Porzingis, it has to be a big, right? So I agree with that statement. I'd agree with that. When it comes to role players, I don't think Al Horford, it doesn't come to mind. I don't think Porzingis, even though these guys are role players. I look at the bench, who comes off the bench, because Al's a starter. So when I look at the bench, I'm like, all right. Hauser, Pritchard.
So technically, I'm still like, right. He still picked the right guy.
Hey, I think we have a lawyer who just texted in and said, can't say White, can't say Holiday, can't say any Celtic except Hauser. Talk about leading the witness. That's what that was. You got
leading the witness? Yeah.
That was leading the witness.
Danny, you've been great.
I'm thinking, I can't pick a starter, so I'm like, I gotta go to the bench. But ultimately, Al Horford for sure. It's kind of a no-brainer because without Kristaps, like that win was that much more impressive to win that game without Porzingis, and it's because they're bigs. Ultimately, they obviously scored and made shots, but Xavier Tillman and Al Horford, those guys stepped up and played huge for them, man. So they limited their guys, Gafford and Lively, they didn't get as many dunks and lobs, and they rebounded pretty well, so, and they made shots too. So. Those guys are key and clutch and them very vital for them winning this championship.
Well, Danny, you've been great all playoffs long. I think we're all sharing a brain here that this thing ends on Friday. And you've been great, man. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're around next year. And let's do it again, man.
I mean, hopefully, like in real life, I'll be around. You never know.
That'd be great.
But I'll be around. This will be. Yeah, this series is probably done in the next two games at most. So, yeah, we won't see much. It sucks we'll have no basketball for a while, but hey.
You're ever
it's a hell of a year for you guys.
Thank you. You're ever in Boston. You know the door's open. Come sit with us, man. Come hang out. It'll be
cool.
You guys
know some people. You guys can make a call. Tell them to put me in there. So,
All right. We'll get that done. Hey, thanks, Danny. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Y'all be cool, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.